As promised, I have two very special guests in the studio with me this morning. Ava Oswald Swenson and Alex Stone, two juniors at Two Harbors High School who are also part of the Enviro Club, are with me here this morning. Thanks so much, you guys, for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here.
It's so fun to have you, and especially to have some new people in the studio and new young people who are doing something fun. So do you want to just share with us, maybe Alex, you start. What drew you to the Enviro Club? What kind of things do you do, and why are you part of it?
So personally for me, a few reasons drew me to the Enviro Club. So I'm a big nature guy. I'm a Boy Scout, been camping my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
And when I learned of Enviro Club at first, I thought it was an awesome way to expand on that. And
just spend time outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And what else? You were about to go on about something.
My second reason is probably I'm a big robotics computer guy. I like engineering and problem solving.
Ah, and the Enviro Club has problems to solve. Is that what you're implying?
Oh, absolutely.
It certainly does. What kind of problems does the Enviro Club look at? I mean, besides, well, I shouldn't even ask. I should just say, you know, there's so many different things you could focus on. What do you focus on?
So generally, we focus on a variety of topics, but every year we get assigned a few specific topics to tackle. Last year, we had to come up and research the problem of invasive species and Dutch elm disease in Minnesota.
Oh. Yeah. Did you solve that problem?
Well, we had a few solutions, and I don't know. They were pretty good. There was also, like, 2 years ago, we had the current event was on, like, reducing trash waste and, like, trying to, like, get rid of our carbon footprint.
Yeah.
And then this year it's more focused on like renewable energy and stuff like that.
Yeah. Ava, tell us a little bit about your reasons for joining the Enviro Club.
Oh, personally, Jocelyn Carr, she was like, Ava, Signe, you guys should just join. And so then I joined. I didn't really know what it was about.
Yeah.
But I was really, it sounded fun. So I joined. And then I like going out in the woods, and I like just being in the environment, so I had fun with that. And I just personally, I also like to solve problems. I'm not quite the computer guy that Alex is, but I like to solve problems, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I like that. It seems like you have a combination of, I mean, do you meet weekly?
Yeah, so we meet every Wednesday.
Okay.
And then that's just during lunch, so we just talk about some stuff, current events.
And then do you also have time where you're actually outside doing useful things, or is it mostly in the classroom?
Unfortunately, it's mostly in the classroom, but we also, like last weekend, we went to Wolf Ridge, and so we got to go out in the environment and learn about all the different topics and stuff.
Hmm.
And so that was really fun, and we have gone on like other hikes.
Yeah.
So it's not just only in the classroom, but...
And the main event that we prepare for, too, in these classroom events is the Envirothon competition.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, it's coming up on May 6th, and basically what we do is there's five topics. There's soils, aquatics, creatures, what else am I missing? Forestry, and then the current event. And then we have to give a 10-minute speech. And so for each of those topics, we have to, like, take a test and... just basically testing our knowledge, but it takes place like in the nature so that you can actually like see the like trees or like see the animals or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you take those tests and then you give your speech, and usually we have to prepare a lot for the speech because it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after that's all over, they'll score us and then decide how we place basically.
And it's probably based on your knowledge and also your presentation. And yeah. Hasn't Two Harbors done extremely well at these in the past?
Yes. Yeah, so for like the past 3 years, both of our teams have made it to state. And that was just, it was really amazing to be able to go there. And it was so much fun.
So you went last year?
Yes.
And what was that like? So how many teams make it to state?
I think in our, so like state is, it's split into like different regions across Minnesota. And I think in our region, we have like 30
oh,
teams
wow.
that go. we're not the best at state, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to learn more.
Well, I'm sure the point is fun anyway.
Yes.
So it's not like you get a medal that you'll wear the rest of your life for winning, but you get to go down there and probably you also get to connect with other students who care about the same things you do. Is that part of it too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I met some very good friends there.
Really? Fun. Fun. Well, and so am I allowed to ask what are the topics for this year's Envirothon?
Oh,
if you know them, if you haven't memorized them, then I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh, that's okay. So Ava already covered the general categories.
Yes.
But the interesting one that varies year by year is current events. That's based off of what's currently going on.
And do you know yet what that one's going to be?
Mm-hmm. So this year, I believe we are covering Dutch Elms disease. And we are also covering the inefficiency of smelters and other industrial equipment in the mines, how we can make that more energy efficient and possibly help the environment and save the company's money in the process.
Ah, and then do your ideas get placed where they need to be used? Like, what is the process there? I'm guessing you come up with some amazing stuff.
I actually don't know that much about that, but I do know that, so when we give our speech, we have, like, there's people, like, I think they're volunteers who listen to our speech and then grade us on it, but I'm sure that they'll, like, take those, some of those ideas and they could probably bring it up somewhere.
Yeah, there are, you know, that's, I often find that, you know, young people are coming up with a lot of ideas and, you know, having them land in the laps of the decision makers who actually could implement them is a whole other step that hopefully will happen. But that certainly you're getting the process started in any case. Well, that sounds fun. And you also influence your peers. What's happening with Earth Week coming up?
So as you know, Earth Day is on Monday.
Yeah.
And so we came up with a couple different competition sort of things to promote Earth Day. So all next week for Two Harbors High School students, we have four different competitions. There is Appreciate Nature Week. So basically you just take a picture of like you doing something that you appreciate in nature.
Okay.
And then you send that to us. There's also the Recycled Art Contest.
I love that.
I know. I was really interested in
those
this one. Because they always get so creative. But basically you just take anything like trash or like any recycled pieces.
Plastic is a great... I can point to some amazing art that students that we've worked with have made out of plastic art. Go on.
Yeah. So that one was very interesting. And then there's the poster contest where you basically just like educate people on like something environmental. It could be like how to recycle or how to garden or something like that. And then there's the video contest. And in the video contest, it's also like you're educating, but like you could demonstrate how to do something. And that one is, like, you do it with, like, 10 or more people. And then for each of those, we have different, like, I don't know, like, awards.
Yeah.
So you can win stuff.
Wow. Alex, do you have any comments about this? This is a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I plan to be in it myself. And for all Two Harbors High School students, we encourage as much participation as possible. We have prizes, and we're really proud of them this year.
Yeah. Are the prizes a surprise, or are we allowed to know what they are?
No, they're on the poster. But okay. So one of them was a Cedar Coffee gift card. Another was a recyclable notebook, so it's, like, better for the earth than normal notebooks.
Yep.
There is a water bottle, a reusable one. That's quite nice, actually.
Yep.
And then for the video contest, it's cookies because it's a lot of people.
Everybody likes cookies.
Yeah, cookies are great.
Well, I would think even one contest would take up a lot of energy. And so you guys are kind of aiming high this year. Do you have a sense of how many students might participate in this? I think you have a pretty big Enviro Club this year, so I guess you're getting the word out.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely heard interest flooding around our school.
I can't wait to see what you come up with. Maybe we should have you back in 2 weeks to talk about what happened.
That would be fun.
Yeah, yep. And are these, is there any way that the community, it's really hard to sort of get the community and the school talking to each other. But just curious if there are ways that these will be available in some way to the community. I know the Lake County Press is planning to publish some of the pictures, but are there other ways that you know of?
I think that this year we were planning on just doing 2 hours high school because we didn't know that we could be on the radio and talk about it.
Right,
but,
I know.
Next year maybe we could try to include it, but I would encourage anyone in the community to just like go outside, take a walk, or pick up some trash, or even just like bike to work instead of driving. All those things are like
right.
help the earth and it'd be great
right.
involvement.
Right, and I think, you know, you can always do something and not, you don't have to do it forever, but just, you know, see if you can start a habit that you haven't had before. There's an infinite number of habits we could create that lessen our impact on the earth. So just having you here in the studio is a good reminder, I think, to listeners. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them do get inspired to do something on Earth Week. And listeners, if you are hearing this and you are inspired to do something, you may call the station and let us know. And I'm going to announce that next week because I, too, am inspired by having you guys come in here. It's really fun. What's the energy like with the Enviro Club when you meet? Is it in a way you could say you're kind of dealing with problems. I mean, you do celebrate. I mean, we always say savor the earth as well as saving it, but you probably spend a lot of energy saving the earth, but I'm guessing that it's still fun.
Yes, it is very fun. It's one of my favorite things about it is that it's just so fun and that the people are so nice. And we definitely do spend a lot of time trying to work out solutions to saving the earth, but we also try to have fun with it.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Are there any ways that you have specifically influenced the school to change its practices or lower its footprint of various kinds?
Oh, yeah. So there's a few major things we're pushing for in the school. Just to make an impact.
Good. Are you allowed to tell us what they are, or are they kind of ongoing efforts? Or?
Oh, sure. There are ongoing efforts. What we plan to do is we're pushing for the electrification of some of our buses to save on fossil fuels.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And probably our nearest change they plan to make is the introduction of compost in our school.
I was going to ask about that. I know you've had it before. It's something that seems like it's maybe hard to maintain, but isn't there a composter behind the school or something?
Yes, there is. And we also have a garden club at Two Harbors High School, and the garden club uses the composter, but it would be nice to be able to bring any like remains from lunch
right.
that can be composted into that, because that would really help.
Absolutely. It just takes doing it and having someone set it up properly. And I'm so glad to hear you're trying to revive that, and more power to you. I'm speaking with Ava Oswald Swenson and Alex Stone, members of the Two Harbors High School Enviro Club, about their activities this week and also ongoing throughout the year. And good luck with the Envirothon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You too.
That was Ava and Alex from Two Harbors High School. That interview will be rebroadcast tomorrow between 9 and 11 a.m., and what a fun way to usher in Earth Week. So I hope you can hear it again and tell a friend.